The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
Lana is on the phone today for War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and she thinks that her boyfriend of 3 years, Jimmy, might be cheating on her. Lana, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you for your email, though, and I'm sorry that you have to email us about this situation. So you think that your boyfriend of 3 years is cheating on you?
That's correct.
Okay, and why?
Well, he doesn't want me to see him naked.
Wait, what? So 3 years.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to see you. He doesn't want you to see him naked.
Well, it's not like it was a thing that happened like the whole time in our relationship. Mm-hmm. It's just something that's happened recently in like the last month.
Which is what
makes me think he's cheating on me, because this has never happened before.
I mean, could it be that he's not cheating? Could it be that he's self-conscious?
Mm-hmm. Is it something that like maybe changed with him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no way. Like, I think he's completely full of shit. Let me be honest and start right there.
Okay.
Before all of this happened, he was like an 18-year-old who just discovered puberty. He wanted to have sex all the time. He was never bothered by it. Sometimes it was actually super annoying. And I know he loves his body because he spends hours at the gym every single day.
Okay.
Flexing and posing for Instagram. So I think he is cheating on me.
So did he actually tell you, though, that he is uncomfortable with his body?
Well, he claims that he is. He said, like, recently he's gotten super, like, not in the mood to have sex and that he's kind of self-conscious. But, like, how can you pose and flex at the gym and then come home and be, like, self-conscious?
Sounds like a stupid lie.
Yeah,
right. It does.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, he didn't think it through.
Like, he's not properly processing his lie, and he's just spewing something out.
I mean, maybe he is self-conscious. Maybe that's why, you know, he's spending so much time, but the not being in the mood thing, that's obviously new as well.
Yeah, like both of this just started about a month ago. So how come you can go like one time, like constantly being super self-absorbed about your body, thinking you're the basically like a hellhound when it came to sex.
Never heard that one.
To kind of just being repulsed. And I'm like, that shift shouldn't be happening that quickly.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, I agree.
No,
it sounds all sorts of shades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is weird when you hear about a guy in a relationship doing it. But it does happen a lot. Actually, I've heard about it almost more than I've heard women shutting down in the romance department. I've heard,
because
I've heard a lot of women complain. They'll buy like sexy lingerie and then come out, and then their husband's just like, hey, whatever, like, you know, just not into it,
right?
Like, trying anything to get them to notice.
Yeah. Yes.
You hear about dudes doing that a lot. I've never been that way, but so anyway, I guess it happens. So maybe there's something else going on where he's just kind of over it, or do you think it has to be cheating?
I think it has to be cheating. This is definitely not something he would do on a regular basis. So I'm relying on like this shift being a tell-all sign of him doing something.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense if somebody stops wanting to do that with you, and they normally did a lot, then they could be getting it somewhere else.
Mm.
You know. Well, where does he shop at? What grocery store does he shop at?
Well, he's actually a rewards member at.
And, all right. Well, then we'll call from there and we'll say that we're doing a promotion. We're giving a random rewards card member every month a fabulous prize of free flowers to send to anybody in the entire universe.
Ooh, in the universe.
And
wow.
We'll see if he sends flowers to you.
Help.
His girlfriend of 3 years, who he should be sending flowers to, or someone else. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Yep. Well, play a song, come back, and get your War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater next. Right in the middle of War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater, if you're just joining us, Lana is on the phone, and she thinks that her boyfriend of 3 years, Jimmy, is cheating on her because Jimmy has stopped
Slim Jimmy
wanting Lana to do things with
Slim Jim.
Yeah.
It's Slim Jim.
I don't know if it's Slim or not.
It might be.
I'm like, why are you looking at me to answer this question?
Could be Slim Jim? Yeah. Maybe that's why he doesn't want to bring it out.
And she's wondering why, because normally at the beginning of their relationship, he was really into it. Also, he hasn't wanted to be naked around her, which is a change too. And apparently he's a dude that works out a lot and is a big buff guy who likes to show off his body. So you would think that he wouldn't mind his girlfriend seeing him naked. But for some reason, he doesn't even want to shower in front of her.
Probably cheating.
And sounds like he's probably cheating. So we're going to call him right now from the grocery store that he shops at. And he's a rewards card member at. We're picking a random rewards card member every month that wins a random prize. And this month's prize is a free bouquet of flowers to send to anybody in the entire universe.
Lovely.
And we'll see if he sends flowers to his girlfriend or somebody else. All right, Lana, anything you want to say before we call him?
No, I think we got it all down. Thank you, guys.
Yep, we'll see. Hopefully he's not, but we'll find out. Here we go.
Hello?
Is this Jimmy?
Yep.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy, guess what? This is Jordan Petersburg calling from, and you're a rewards card member, and congratulations, you're this month's winner.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, you're a rewards card member at, and that means you're up for all kinds of things. And I'm guessing you haven't seen the signs?
No, man, I usually just come in with my headphones on, but yeah, I'm excited.
Every single month, we pick a random rewards card member to win a fabulous prize. And this month's prize is a bouquet of 36 long-stem red roses to send to anybody in the entire universe. We can't really go to space, but you know what I mean.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm.
It's totally free. We send the flowers anywhere you want. You can send them international if you want. There is a small fee for that. I should let you know. But if you want to send them within the United States of America, completely free. I just need some information from you. We'll send you a confirmation. And the flowers look like they come from you, by the way.
Oh, cool.
All I would need from you, really, is a name, anything you want to put on a card, and then the address of the person that you want to send them to.
Yeah, cool. I have to look up the address real quick, but yeah.
Okay, well, while you get the address, I can get the name and stuff from you. Who do you want to send the flowers to?
Okay, can you send them to Mindy? It's Mindy.
All right. And do you want to put anything on a card at all?
Yeah. If you could write, you are the sun to my moon. We just got these matching couples tattoos. And she got a sun. I got a moon.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah. No, you know, it's a little thing. It's you know, what you do sometimes.
Wow.
Yikes. Not good.
You really are cheating on your girlfriend, aren't you? Jimmy, this is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name is Jubal.
My name is Alex.
My name is English Evan.
And I'm Christian Gray Snow.
And your girlfriend's name is Lana. And Lana is on the phone. And just heard
Lana.
Wait, what?
Lana's on the phone.
Lana?
And she just heard that you got, not only are you sending flowers to someone named Mindy, you also got a couple's tattoo with them. Lana, are you still there? Or did you hang up?
The sun to your moon? Are you serious?
Babe, what's going on?
What's going on is you're cheating on me.
No, wait. Babe, why are you on the phone right now?
No, Jimmy. Who the f*** is Mindy?
No, look, hey, can we not do this right now, please? Can we talk about this later?
No. We're going to do this right now. Who the heck is she?
She's a girl I met at the gym. I've been seeing her for, you know, about a month.
Why are you cheating? I don't get it. Why don't you just break up with her?
That's when we stopped. And that's when you all of a sudden were so self-conscious about your body. Am I right?
Have you seen the tattoo?
No, apparently that's why he's self-conscious.
Oh, where's the tattoo at?
Well, yeah, yes. Okay, the tattoo is the real reason. I'm really sorry, okay?
You got a matching tattoo with somebody that you're not even with?
And after only a month?
That's my thing. After a month?
Jimmy, we're done. We are done.
Yeah, I mean, I figured as much. Oh,
God, wow. do you even give a
I mean, you know, Lana's done now. I figured... you know, what's the point? I met Mindy, and it feels like this is right. Like I've been, you know, the last 3 years, it was good for a while, but it hasn't been good for a long time now, and it just feels like this is the right thing.
Then break up with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I easier said than done, you know?
Well, not really.
No. Really.
Yeah, I think cheating's actually harder. It's a lot harder to cheat.
Yeah, you've had to go through all that effort of not being naked in front of Lana.
In your own house, in your own shower.
Does Mindy know?
She knows that I'm trying to end things and move on.
That's so messed up. Those girls are the worst. Like, you don't think that she doesn't think that you're going to do that to her?
I don't think they
do. What
a
fool.
I think they don't.
I would never do that to her. I couldn't do that to her. She's my soulmate.
That is so freaking rude.
Oh, my God.
Right now, save it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, Jimmy? You can just save it. It's over. We're done. Just you, Mindy, to both of you. Just no. I wonder what your mom's going to say after I call her right now.
Ooh.
Please, that's not fair. No,
that's
come
not
on.
Fair.
It's not fair.
I think it's perfectly fair.
No.
I'm calling her right now. Like, I think your mom should know how much of an ass you are. Have a good life.
My mom's going to be so mad.
Oh, God. Okay. How old is he? God, grow up.
The Jubal Show on demand.